All right, hey guys, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Isaac.
And welcome to Forever and Ever.
This is episode 5.
Yeah, today we're going to be talking about our childhood memories. We had some friends of ours give us a few ideas.
Shout out to Caitlin and Noelle for giving us some ideas.
I'm going to be slightly embarrassed should they ever actually end up watching these.
They asked, and I was like, I'll do it.
Anyway.
Sorry about the long winter break of none.
That was an unnecessarily long hiatus.
Yeah, I was planning on getting some done, but work, yeah, scheduling, didn't.
Again, at least you actually managed to find a job.
Yeah, Kyle over here, poor man, all you gotta do was
all sit around. All I did was sit at home and watch anime.
That's Kyle for you. Okay, childhood memories, part one. We're going to start off with we decided on 10 years old and then go up, right?
I mean, we can start anywhere. Like, I'll let you go first.
Me?
Choose, like, your first memory. We'll do that first. Choose your first memory. Like,
okay.
Like, in the inside out, your very first core memory.
My very first core memory. Here we go.
Mine might disturb you. Just gonna say.
I was living in Japan. And I think we just bought a ramp, or we just got a bike and a ramp. I think we just got a ramp. Like, I think I already owned the bike, but yeah. So this is as far back as I can remember.
How old were you?
I was little. Maybe like 6.
That's
or 7.
Your first memory?
Yeah, I'm really bad at remembering things. Like,
well,
remembering,
I mean, that
it
makes
like
sense.
No. The only reason why I remember this was it was a little tragic. It made me fearful of ramps most of
my
life.
Let me guess, you fell?
Yeah, so I just took off and I hit the ramp, but like it wasn't like solid.
Sturdy.
Like, yeah, sturdy or whatever. So I didn't, or maybe it was, and I just went really high for a little kid, like. Maybe not that high, but like for me it was like, whoa, I went really high. I don't know. But anyways, I hurt myself, like my nose and stuff, like because I fell off my bike and everything.
All the Japanese people like, oh, look at that stupid white American kid.
I was actually on base, so mostly just white people.
Fair enough.
So anyway, so I went inside. My mom was had a party or something, and I came. Like, I went upstairs to go get a Band-Aid, and I put the Band-Aid on my nose. And then I came down, and my mom was like, why do you have a Band-Aid? And after that, I can't remember whatever happened after that. But I'm pretty sure that's how it went down. I could be wrong. I'll be hearing from my mom tomorrow if it was right or wrong. I don't know. But anyways, that's the earliest memory I can think of. Off the top of my head.
Alright, cool. I guess it's my turn now.
Yep.
So, my earliest childhood memory, I still remember it very clearly. I was 4 years old. My first memory was a nightmare I had. So, my brother had just been born. He was like maybe 6 months old, maybe a little younger at the time. So, that was at a time when I still had a room to myself. So I was laying in my bed and I did one of those. You ever had a time in a dream whenever you have a really, where it feels like you wake up and you get up to do stuff and then you find out, oh wait, I'm still in a dream. And then you really wake up. That's kind of what happened. I dreamed that I was still in bed and I woke up and I was going to like get out of bed, but as I look, like, get ready to get out of bed, I look down and I just see like the floor is covered in all types of worms. Like, there's the normal earthworms, but then there's like the parasitic worms, and then there's maggots and all sorts of stuff, like leeches and everything, all writhing together like they're ready to eat me alive. And I just remember looking at that like for a split second and then rolling back and getting it in my bed, and that's when I like woke up And then I immediately rolled back over to see if it was still there, and it was, my floor was normal and everything. And so then I got out of bed, and my mom made me Ovaltine, and I sat on the beanbag and watched Jimmy Neutron.
Wow. That's all I can say is wow.
That's my first, my first memory that I can actually remember.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
Weren't expecting that, were you?
Nope.
I'm sorry if you all were eating something and that, like, made you lose your appetite. That's just... Yeah.
Good job, Kyle. Good job.
Thank you. I have a talent for...
Making people just not want to eat.
Ruining people's day. How about that?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. No. Okay, so... Back to our, what was it, memories. Do we want to start off with the 10 yet?
Well, I mean, what's the next, like, main memory you had after that? Oh, my goodness. We're going to jump from, like, 6 years old to 10 years old? We're basically going to have to do that?
Yeah, pretty much, like, I don't know timing, like, how old I was. I know I was younger than third grade when all this happened because...
So you were probably, like, 8.
I was all the way up to fourth grade in Japan, and that's, like, when...
Dadgum, yeah, I'm jealous. Yeah,
most of my memories are. Well, no, because we went from Japan to Pensacola, I think, for a year or so, and then we went back to Japan. So it wasn't, like, the full thing, but, it's like, I don't remember Pensacola at all. My mom would tell me stuff, but yeah, so all I can remember is Japan, so I'm going to stick with the Japan stories. I remember, okay, so where we lived, we lived in the neighborhood, and since we lived on the military base, everything was, like, close together and stuff, so it'd be the neighborhood, and we have a park off to our left a little bit, raised. Mm-hmm. We would always walk to, but for school, a big group of kids, I don't think we ever rode the bus. I think we just always walked there. Because
it makes sense. Because
the school was from preschool to high school, I think. And so all the high schoolers would be with us as well, walking with us little kids.
That's good.
Yeah, so what we would do is we would keep walking. So we leave the house, we take a left, I believe. And there's a bridge that we cross. Like a giant bridge. And then we get to school because the school was on the other side of the bridge. But I remember I got into Yu-Gi-Oh cards, you know?
You actually were into Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah, I was into those things. And then my mom found out and took them.
That sucks.
Yeah. Magic, guys. Evil. anyways.
Well, see, I can see that to an extent because they started actually making, like, God cards and everything.
Oh. I don't know. I don't keep up with them anymore. Like I said, that was, like, back in third grade, which was years and years ago. So, yeah, so that's pretty much... And then I have some... of the school. My favorite class in school was I had like a speech impediment stuff, and I would have this really awesome teacher. She'll come in and she'll take me and a few other students, I think, to another room, and we'll just work on that and stuff like that. So that was pretty much my like stuff. I remember. Oh, I had a best friend named Justin. I remember him.
Nice.
I wonder what happened to him. Poor kid, probably dead somewhere. R.I.P. Justin! If he's dead, if not...
Hit F you in are. The chat.
Yeah. Wherever you are, Justin, good luck. Wish you luck. If you ever find us on this podcast, you know where I am.
Okay, so I'm just wondering, since you lived in Japan, have you ever heard the story of the slit-mouthed woman?
Have you ever seen a third grader hear a story about whatever you just said?
I mean, probably. It's a popular urban legend in Japan. Her name is Kuchisake Ona.
Okay, we're going with childhood memories, not scary stories.
But this is just
urban legends.
It's got to fit in here sometime. You talk about Japan, it reminded me of this. Just bear with me, my guy. We go on rabbit trails all the time.
Yeah, but how is this a childhood memory?
Because, like, children are taught these things to tell them to behave and everything.
That is not my culture, first off. Second of all, no.
Anyway, apparently Kuchisake Ona was the adulterous wife or concubine of a samurai when she was alive. And as punishment for infidelity, her husband sliced her mouth from ear to ear. And so now she wanders the streets and subways of Japan wearing a face mask, like all too familiar during the COVID season that we have right now. And she'll come up to you and ask you if you think that she's pretty. And if you say yes, she will take her mask off and show you her face. And then she'll ask you again, do you still think I'm pretty? And if you say no, she kills you. But if you say yes, she cuts your mouth up just the way she is so you can be pretty just like her. Apparently, if you do encounter her, a way to escape is, instead of saying yes or no, you can say, I don't know, maybe. And it's like she's not expecting that answer, and it'll confuse her, and that'll give you enough time to run away. Kuchisake Ona.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, childhood memory should not have gone in this one. That was, we should have done a paranormal one again, and done a part two, and then you could have added that.
Okay, I'll remember it for then.
You just told it now, though. It doesn't
work. In case people miss this episode.
Everyone, if you miss this episode, please go rewatch all the other episodes that you're going to miss. That way,
I'm just a paranormal geek.
It's not even close to your childhood memory. Like, my mother never even came close to telling me anything like that to scare me.
She never taught you about, like, the boogeyman or something?
Nope. She was actually a pretty nice woman, like every other mother should be.
Well, I mean, my mom didn't tell me anything other than Santa Claus, like, be good or Santa Claus won't bring you any presents. But I mean, like,
my mom busted that dream early, I think. Or maybe it was my dad, I don't know. We just never believed Santa.
We used to...
If there are any little kids...
This actually fits into the childhood memory stuff.
I'm just about to tell the little kids that Santa is not real.
Well, see... See, my parents tried really hard to make it seem like Santa was real for me and my little brother. They really tried their best. Like, they got reindeer food, in quotes, and threw it out in the yard during a snowy night, saying that this is going to feed Santa's reindeer whenever he comes. And sure enough, in the morning, of course, there was deer in our area, so they came, and we lived out in the country, and they came and ate it all up, and so there was hoof prints in the snow, so it really seemed like Santa's reindeer literally came through and ate them and stuff. And I mean, I was in that was anywhere from second to fourth grade. I was probably, let's just say I was in the third grade, so I was like 8 at the time. And yeah, so it's like I wanted to believe in Santa for the longest time, but it eventually it just became like a thing, like you heard so much questioning about it, so eventually I just came to the conclusion, well, I'm gonna hope he's real, but if eventually my parents tell me he's not real, I won't be surprised and upset about it. Which is what happened. Eventually my brother was upset. But I was just like, Yeah, I kind of anticipated. Yeah, it's raining outside. I was just like, yeah, I kind of guessed. It's fine. But see, I don't like... If I have kids, I don't want to teach them about Santa Claus because... I mean, this is just from the stuff I've learned. Y'all, listening to this, you can have your own opinions about it, of course. You can do your own thing, but I don't want to teach my kids Santa because... Think of it this way. You spend your kid's whole childhood telling them that this man is real and he does all these good things, and then eventually you got to tell him he's not real. What if he really is shaken by that, and you eventually starts questioning all this stuff about God?
If any kid is shaken by a mythical man being not real,
because to them he is
real, you may want to get him checked out.
Well, I mean, there's numerous stories. Like, my song leader in my church, he has a personal story himself where he was in college and he was trying to witness to a guy. And he says, don't talk about that Bible crap to me, basically. He says, my parents told me about a really nice guy who did everything he could to help people. But was he real? No. I don't want to have anything to do with those lies anymore. And so because of his parents... telling him about that stuff, they ruined his chances of having anything to do with the Bible or God, which
was really sad. That guy was probably a little mental.
No, I doubt it.
Okay, if someone was like, look, let me say you down, let me explain the differences between God and Jesus and Santa Claus.
There's a lot of scary similarities. Like, he's basic.
Seeing how Santa Claus came from a Saint Nicholas.
Yeah, but now that...
Seeing how Saint Nicholas would have been godly to become a saint. Yeah, that kind of is some similarities, but not like...
just that. Listen, Santa Claus, you know he wears the big... This is turning into an argument about Santa Claus. Here we go.
Okay, yeah. Okay, guys, this is not... This is childhood memories, okay? Let's move away. Write this down as another podcast for next week. We can talk about Santa Claus and stuff. But, like, we gotta get back to childhood memories.
Yeah, I guess so.
Also, guys, if you can hear the rain and thunder in the background, that's
it. I doubt they can, to be honest.
I heard that thunder. That was pretty loud. Dude, this is when we have a blackout. I'm just joking. Let's not lose all of our recording.
What? Our... phone isn't plugged into anything. Why would we have a blackout?
The towers. The cell phone towers?
Yeah, so...
This doesn't save on the phone. It saves on the tower, like, on their server.
Oh.
So if it blacks out, then we lose this recording.
I'm sure we'll be fine.
Whatever. Okay. Santa Claus, we have that down as a separate one. I guess we can add that to...
It doesn't matter. Anyway. Yeah. Where did my chai go? Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Okay. We lost track. Where were we on the timeline of childhood?
So I was talking about my Santa memories when I was like 8 years old.
Skip the Santa memories, buddy.
I know. Let's see. Yeah, most of my other memories was a lot of video games and TV and getting bullied and trying to do more things to get liked and then getting bullied more because of it.
Okay, that's what he explained. Okay, so what we did before the podcast, we were talking about what to do and like what to talk about. And
my childhood would be depressing for some kids.
And we were going over, like, possible script ideas, like, what we were going to say and stuff like that. And we decided to do childhood memory first, and I was like, how's your childhood memory? And he said the exact same thing, like, depression, more depression, some fun with the video games, more depression with the bullying and stuff like that. So I was like, dude, okay, let's start at 12, and then we work our way down. So we worked it all the way down to 10, right? And what did you say for 10?
10 years old.
Yeah, what was that memory?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was, like, 11, technically.
Okay. Fine, we skip to 11, I guess.
So, I was... fifth grade was not kind to me. That's when my grades really started tanking because I was not focusing on school like I used to. That's another reason why I wasn't so popular, is because I actually focused on my school instead of trying to be Mr. Popular. But anyway, so again, I don't advocate doing stuff like this so young, but I ended up getting my first girlfriend when I was... I had three girlfriends.
Dude, I got a girlfriend in sixth grade.
So I got mine earlier than you.
Oh, shut up.
Haha, I'm better than you.
Anyway, how long did you keep that girl?
A few months, and then she broke up with me. And then I got another one, kept her for a few months, and then I had another one for the last month of school. We tried to keep going after I moved to Virginia, came back, had a bit of a grand reunion, and then just kind of drifted apart and all that.
Death from above.
I guess you could say that. Anyway, so this girl, as my mom liked to say, she was a little hoochie mama.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Explain that.
Well, I mean, so whenever we would go to my house, whenever we would watch TV and stuff, she would like to sit, and mind you, we're 11 years old. She's like a few months older than me. She would try to sit on my lap and, like, hold hands and everything a lot. And turns out my parents suspected stuff was going on, but, like, she wanted to kiss and everything. So we would find quiet places and stuff and kiss a lot.
Okay, we're going to keep this PG. I'm censoring this part, so as he talks, I'm just going to beep.
I mean, it never got further than that. It was just, she thought that was what you did if you were in a relationship with someone. She just thought, like, if you weren't kissing, then you weren't in a relationship with someone.
You guys just took the train from first level relationship and rode it all the way up to level 10 in the
so basically she's the one who coaxed me to do some. She was I was super gullible at the same time too, and she it was like when God was dishing out the personalities, he like accidentally put too much in her or whatever, because she had like one day she was all super nice and stuff, the next day she would wear a black leather jacket and say that she was, that this was like her cousin who was visiting for the time, and she was an absolute jerk, and my gullible little 11-year-old brain believed her, and so stuff like that. It was a really messed up time. I was more of an accessory than
I'm sorry, God.
I know, it sucks. It stinks a lot.
You dated a girl with mental problems.
Probably. Her mom
was, like, really bad mood swings.
Her mom was weird, and her grandma was also weird, so... And her brother was a brat. So, yeah. But she's the one who actually convinced me to do this. And we did this for several days. We would climb to the top of this neighbor's roof. But she told me that that house was empty. No one lived there. And I was just like, oh yeah, cool. We climbed up onto this guy's roof. And we would sit there and just watch the clouds and stuff. And then one day I decided to go up there by myself. Because she was out at a doctor's appointment or whatever.
Conveniently out at the time.
And well, you
climbed up by yourself.
And I get up there, and this guy has a metal roof, so he can probably hear literally every footstep amplified by like 10 times.
Probably.
And so he comes up pretty ticked off, and I'm like apologizing, but he comes and sends me home and tells my parents, and they're not even really mad at me. They're just like, don't do it again. That's one thing I was thankful for. They anticipated, like, if I really did something bad, they would punish me. But if I was just doing silly, stupid things, they're like, okay, he's a kid, he's gonna be doing silly, stupid things. As long as it's nothing too crazy, he'll learn his lesson on his own, which I'm thankful for.
Yeah.
But, moral of that story is don't go climbing on people's roofs, even if you don't think anyone lives there.
Also, just so everyone knows, the AC did kick in again.
That's technically not the AC, that's the heat.
Yeah, that's true. It is freezing cold, so.
It's not freezing cold.
Freaking cold. It's negative 40 here. Who could live in this temperature?
If it was negative 40, it would not be raining outside. It would be snowing.
Potato, patata. Okay.
You ever wonder why it never thunders in a snowstorm? Mm-hmm. That's just something that bothers me.
Because it's so cold that the thunder was like, not happening, not today. No way, nuh-uh. You know what I mean?
I guess if the weather actually had personality and was animated like a 1940 Disney cartoon, then sure. But it's not.
I would say 1960s.
I mean, 1940 to 1960, like you see in 1940 cartoons, like how every literal thing in the cartoon dances, like whether it's the main character or a cloud or a flipping sunflower, they all got smiles on their faces and they're doing a little, like, swinging in time with the music. It's happening, like, you know what I mean?
Everyone, I wish we were recording this because... Watching Kyle dance.
I'm not dancing. I'm just funny. Swinging.
That's dancing. Is that what your ex taught you? How to swing from side to side? Gonna do the two-step and cowboy.
You said we were gonna keep this PG, so I'm not gonna...
I am doing PG. Girl can teach you how to dance. It's anyways, okay, Kyle. So, everyone, just so you know, Kyle's not crying. He's used to me bugging him about this.
So, what we were talking about, let's go to your turn. What were you doing in the fifth grade?
I was mostly just trying to be the cool kid as well. I kind of succeeded. I was, like, in the group with the cool kids. Like, I wasn't, like, the top, but, like, I wasn't last either, you know what I mean? But, I was also, I think at that time, we just figured out I was partially deaf. So, they're giving me, like, tests and stuff so I can get hearing aids and everything. I kind of liked this girl during fifth grade. I never even told her. She was with the cool kids group, too.
That makes sense. She would probably treat you like trash anyway. Like how Kaylee did to me.
No, she was actually pretty nice. Her and I really got along well. We were really good friends. And then in sixth grade, we decided to get together. We were together the whole entire year. And then after sixth grade, her and I, we just said goodbye. Because she was going to a different school. I think it was Harvest Prep or something. And then I was going off to a homeschool. And so we...
Best decision you can ever make.
Yeah. She did leave me a goodbye with a kiss on the forehead.
Kiss on the forehead? I got a full on the lips.
No one needed to know that.
Anyways. One needed to know, but I mean...
Yeah, so it's not... Yeah. She was really nice to me and everything. We were really good friends. We saw each other every once in a while after that, like, shopping. Like, I'd be, like, walking down the aisle and, oh, there's Olivia. And she'd be like, oh, hi, Isaac. And I'd be like, oh, hi. And that was it. As far as I know, she's still alive. Unlike Justin, I don't know where he is. Hopefully he has a good girl as well. RP Justin. Miss you. Let's see. I think she said she had a boyfriend, but then again, it's been about 2 years since I last saw her, so it's like, I have no idea. Anyways, so that's what I was doing, 5th and 6th, and then 7th to 11th was just me and homeschool, so nothing really exciting. I got into a lot of fights, though. I have brothers. I'm not beating up random people, just so everyone know.
I mean, that'd be cooler.
Just walk out on the street, get on the ground, bubba. No, yeah. And then, I think it was like 7th or 8th. I met Flo, or Florencio. He's my best friend right now. Yeah. Him and me are like close, like super close. Like, yeah. I was gonna make a joke, but then I was like, I'm not sure if I should. It's a funny joke if you guys know me, but most of you guys don't, so I'm not gonna make that joke. But,
yeah, just play it safe there, cowboy. Yeah.
Unlike you, I'm gonna keep it PG and say we're just really, really, really good best friends. Like, we're closer than brothers. Like, if I had to choose between my younger brother and Florencio.
Oh.
Also, just so you know, my younger brother is a cat, so I'll choose Florencio.
I would choose.
And then I'll choose Nicholas and then Elijah. Or Elijah and Nicholas, depending on the day. I choose the
cat because it's not weird if your cat decides to sit in your lap and you want to pet him, but it is weird if you have another guy sit in your lap and you want to pet
him. Oh, I sit in Flo's lap all the time. Yeah, like I said, him and me are really close, and it's
too much information.
A lot of people make fun of us for how close we are in friendships and stuff, and I'm like, it's not. It's not real at all. We're perfectly normal best friends. Anyways, and then 12th grade, I went to an actual high school, Christian private school. So I was their first graduate of that school. So it was like a brand new Christian school. Dang,
we're already past 30 minutes.
Oh, wow, we are. Okay, so I'll wrap this up.
How about we make this into a part two?
Yeah, because we have to hear yours.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was... So the school's new. Like, I think it was like 4 or 5 years old when I joined. And I was our first graduate of that year. So technically, I was valedictorian for my class.
Nice.
So I am smart, my boys. Also, I was the only one graduating, so... Most likely to succeed, most likely to fail and go to jail. Hashtag my life.
Sounds accurate.
Ouch. Anyways, this All is right. Isaac signing off.
This is Kyle saying goodbye.
See you guys. We'll hopefully be on next week.
Hopefully, provided we don't get preoccupied with homework.
Yeah, we have 2 courses in this next 2 weeks that are going to be very heavy hitting on us. I mean,
not probably too heavy if we just not procrastinate.
Okay, the first week is not really, but the second week looks heavy. But Calvinism, my man.
So, before we get too in-depth, this is Kyle and Isaac saying goodbye.
See you guys.
Sayonara and good night.